We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let me just get a pillow for me belly. You have to have a pillow for the belly. No comments.
Do I want one?
Yeah, babe. You have to put a pillow on your belly.
No, I think it's just... I actually don't like...
You don't like that? When you're on the couch, you have to put a pillow over your belly. It makes me feel safe.
Is that what it's about? Now, your eye's way better.
My left one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how's your right eye?
I think it's kind of spreading to the right.
Is it spreading?
Yeah.
That would be very...
Unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
I know.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin. Are you actually taking a sip before we start?
And I'm PJ.
Welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo!
Iced coffee in hand, girls, we're ready to go.
You know what? I didn't tell you, but when you were gone to the bathroom, the cat was taking sips of the coffee.
He wouldn't.
Babe, he wouldn't. Let me show you the video.
Show me.
Let me show you the video. I sent it to Patrick. I was like, don't drink his coffee, cat. But I was whispering. Because you tell me not to shout at the cats.
Yeah, but obviously stop them from having caffeine, you crazy bastard.
No, it wasn't drinking lots. I was actually monitoring it because I was like, if it's drinking too much.
Babe, why didn't you stop him? Is he going to be sick?
No, he literally just went like this.
Yeah.
That's not babe.
He's not meant to have caffeine. Obviously, he's a
well,
cat.
Well, don't leave your coffee out.
When you see him drinking the fucking coffee, take it off him, you psychopath.
No, okay.
You're such a bad
this
uncle.
This is projecting, by the way.
What? How is that projecting?
You're blaming me for you leaving your coffee unattended.
I always leave my drinks there, but if the cat's drinking it, someone will tell them stop.
Who's someone? Do you? What,
you? What? You started recording it instead of stopping it.
Because I was mid-work.
No, you weren't. You were.
I was preparing my nose.
You let them drink it so you could record it so you could send it to Patrick.
But how does it... Babe, look how much it has. It literally has a
You're
drop.
You're such a good... ISPCA.
No, yeah. ISPCA will come you basically, for you. That's
you,
not my cat.
You basically let the cat drink coffee so that you can
no,
get a funny
you
video.
You let your drink out and enable
and you were
the
in
cat
the
to
room.
Drink the coffee.
You were in the room.
Correct. Is it my cat?
Yeah.
It's not
by
my cat.
By proxy, you're the uncle.
Sailor, no more drinking coffee. Or was it the other one drinking it?
No, it was Sailor.
Oh, yay. See, I do know who they are.
Yeah.
Anyway, girlies, it's a cold morning here in Dublin.
Burr.
Very cold.
Be cold.
And I got out of bed at what? 7:30.
Yeah.
Left the gaff and all by 8:00. Now saw a lovely sunrise. To go to the gym and they wouldn't let me in. I'm calling them out. What's the name of the gym you go to that they wouldn't let me in?
Westwood.
Saying that, oh, they're very busy in January.
Well, you don't have a membership, so...
Yeah, but I was going to do pay-as-you-go, like.
There's no pay-as-you-go option.
Also, I signed up for the free trial online.
Oh, did you? Well, they have to leave you in Seoul.
Also, sorry, Padraig, I gave your mobile number. They were going to call you about it.
So if they're ringing you, that's why.
Well, I would have given my own, but he kind of went, oh, wait, what?
Okay.
And then the only number I know by heart really is Padraig's.
I'm sorry now, but I just need to thank you again because I was serving pussy cunt in my little vest today when I was doing my jog.
Well, you know when you came back and let me in eventually? Yeah. Basically, I just had to go for a long walk because I couldn't go to the gym. Thanks so much. To, what's the name of the gaff again?
Westwood.
Thanks so much, Westwood. With the O'Briens at the front.
What's your vendetta against O'Briens?
I love O'Briens.
Okay.
One of my favourite things to do is I come home and like get soup and a sandwich from O'Briens.
Okay.
Not my favourite things to do. But you know what I mean? I like that I have the option.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a bit right. I think it, Westwood, if you're listening, Westwood, what's the name of it? Westwood, Clontarf.
Yeah.
If you're listening, what about a nice little like protein shake gaff? Like, it's a gym, you know what I mean?
I know, but the girlies, like the old ones, love going in there for a soup and sandwich and a ketchup. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's I don't want to be taken away from
like, it's more of a leisure centre.
It's you're completely
and
right.
And they're having the soup and sandwich at their leisure.
At their leisure, yeah.
And to be honest, that's the kind of life I want to be living.
But what about just a smally kiosk? It wouldn't. You could actually keep the O'Briens and just give me...
A few shakes on demand.
A few shakes or like a Saibo moment.
I just want to get to the stage in my life where like... I'm like, come on, Bessie, we go down, we do a few breaststrokes, then we have a soup and sandwich.
We have a toast special with some hunky dories on the side.
Yeah.
Did O'Brien start the whole crisps on the side? Or was it
they pioneered it.
I think they were one of the first people to start doing that.
Who owns O'Brien's? It's not Rachel Allen, is it?
But she's always on.
She has her fingers on all
the
pies.
She's always doing her fingers on the pulse of the sandwich industry in Ireland.
She knows what's next.
But she's always on the pictures, but is that just. The Rachel Allen, is it a collab?
I think it's a collab.
I think it's a collab, and I think she just does the signature specials.
I know, yeah, okay, maybe. We need to get to the bottom of who owns O'Brien's.
Now, it wouldn't surprise me if it was that gang. I say they have.
They have everything.
They have a lot of.
I saw a TikTok the other day, and it was like, come with me to my first day in cookery school in Ballymaloe.
Ballymaloe, if you're listening. We would love two sponsored spots at the cookery school.
But they're always sending us tea towels and relish.
Yeah, but is that not a different...
Department.
Department.
Babe, my dream would be to give it all up and just go to the cookery school in Ballymaloe. But is that what all the girls do? They have a bit of a crisis and they go, I'm going to do the cookery course in Ballymaloe.
Well, my old housemate, Glenn, did it. Was it in lockdown or just when...
In a crisis.
After lockdown was happening. And he did it, now he's a chef and he's like, chef, get this. Did I ever tell you about Glenn? So he left the gaff last year. He's on a private yacht working
he's
as
cruising,
a chef.
Yeah.
Do you know how much money the chefs make on a private yacht?
No.
It's a lot. I think he makes something like, I don't know, but like a lot of the money's made in tips.
Like, what's that called? Below deck.
It's kind of below deck buzz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Every time I see his stories on Instagram, he does be living his life. Like.
And like, he's a lot of days off as well, you know, because some days the yacht is going to go into port. So they'd be eating out.
But then can he just get in his speedos and just like go for a swim?
Go for swims, go for a peruse.
What a laugh.
Go meet up with boys.
Really?
He's told me a few stories.
We have to get him on.
Let's get him on.
Your Travis on the scene.
He's very funny anyway, so it'd be great to have on the pod.
He's chaos. Yeah,
we'll get him in.
Yeah, he's lovely.
It would actually probably have to be an episode of Don't Tell Man, which is fine. Fine with me. Glenn, if you're listening, I don't think he does.
No, he definitely doesn't.
I do miss him. We get on really well.
Oh, Glenn, reach out to Kevin.
Sometimes he'd be baking and he just leave flour all over the kitchen.
But that's the baker's
hazard. But they wipe it up.
But then you have like, don't you have lovely baked goods then that you can enjoy?
See, Glenn was one of the people who never measured ingredients.
Okay.
So it would be the makings of a lovely cake.
Yeah.
But something would happen.
But surely he learned how to do that in Ballymaloe.
Yeah, but like I even famous bakers would use the scales.
No, babe. Like
no.
I know a famous
caution
baker
to the wind.
By the name of Nuala Kirby. She does it all by eye.
But your mum's just been baking the same brown bread for like that's what she does.
She's not just a one trick pony. She can also do a lovely sugar free apple pie.
Sugar free
Canderel. If you're looking for your next collab, it's Nuala Kirby.
She puts Canderel in it.
So my dad had type 2 diabetes. Like, how else was he going to get his kicks? My mum had to go. My mum had to be resourceful.
So
when the chips were down, my mum reached for the Canderel. And the rest is history.
Anyway, girlies, enough talk about apple pies.
Yeah.
We're models now, girls.
We're models, girls. And I know the CV keeps getting longer and longer.
Now, you were always a model.
No, I wasn't.
You were?
I wasn't.
You were?
Just because you've done modelling doesn't make you a model. I just tried it and I was shocked.
No, but you do tell people you were a model.
I never tell people I was a model. They assume.
Didn't someone just ask you recently, like, if you're still modelling?
They assume because I'm hot. It's not my fault. They assume. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Someone looks at me and goes, model.
Must be a model.
Then, yeah, like.
With the eye.
Well, obviously, sans eye. But, babe, did I not bring it in the photo shoot?
No, girls, honestly. And I will also say, maybe it's being less vulnerable when I'm shooting with you. I don't know, as opposed to just being there by yourself.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, we brought it.
Babe, when I say.
Also, Jose's brilliant.
Yeah, Jose's amazing, obviously. Yeah. Give him the flowers. I must say, you've never looked hotter.
What was it? We were like the two most septic people in Ireland yesterday.
Oh, as in like going to bed, I was like, I need to just like give myself a few insults to drag me back to reality. So I looked in the mirror and I called myself an ugly cunt and I tucked myself in and went to sleep.
Basically, we did a shoot with Jose yesterday. I think we said it in last week.
Yeah, pick up your phone and unlock it.
Unlock it.
That's
have
the
a
picture.
Look. Have a look. And now, you might go, oh, that comes to them naturally. Or this is probably one take. And I know we make it look easy. But you know, there was a few shots.
It's just so hard, right, to get a picture.
To narrow it down.
Especially when there's, you know, like, do you ever get a picture with your friend and trying to get one that you both like, you know what I mean? So we were up to 90. But to be honest, this was such an easy process this time.
Yeah.
And I could only pose with the right side of my face because I have the conjunctivitis in the left eye.
No, to be honest, if that was a challenge on America's Next Top Model and Tyra Banks came out and said, right, your challenge this week for the photo shoot is you have to hide this one eye.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna actually rub my hand off and you're gonna get conjunctivitis. Like, babe.
I would have been through to next week, didn't I?
Jay Alexander would have been in the back clicking, being like, oh my God, book him on the next gig.
No, lads, there are some pictures.
Funny.
Should we get into the theme? Because
let's
it's
get
all
the
about
theme, it's, like, all related to this.
It's all related.
Let's do that.
So the theme for this week is rebrand.
Alexa, play Brand New Bitch by Cobra. Pardon my French.
Now playing Brand New by Cobra on Spotify.
Ugh. Oh. I love it. She didn't say bitch, no.
Now, why didn't she say bitch?
My Alexa's very well mannered.
Oh, I was going to say maybe they can curse.
Why not, though?
I was reading something recently there on Twitter saying that a load of the, like, TikToks and stuff, if they have bad language, are being, like, shadow banned.
Sometimes when I curse on my TikTok, they don't push it out in the For You page. But no one's going to silence me, girls, am I right? Woo!
What, it doesn't get as many views?
No.
It's actually so... We should have been playing this yesterday in the studio.
This is so cunty. All I need is that you see me do my hair, I'm a brand new bitch.
I don't know that. Ooh, Mugler! Brand new.
Alexa, stop.
What is
I'm a brand new bitch. I'm so new. I'm so shiny. Let me look at her. I know I listen to her all the time, but I don't know the names of them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was thinking she comes up a few times. You know when you do like song radio.
Oh, she has Joe, Mammy. Do you know?
Or
a real good puss.
It's a real good puss. It's a real good puss.
If you want to feel like a bad bitch walking down the street, it gives you the vibes that you're walking away from a car that's blown up in the background.
Yeah.
Joe, like, you're strutting away. You have your nails on. They're extensions.
Yes.
Yeah, Joe, the big long
nails. Yeah, the big long
talons.
They're
talons, right? You're in like a big stiletto heel.
Big stiletto.
You're walking away. You're smoking a cigarette, not a vape. It's a real cigarette.
Real cigarette,
everyone, that's really bad for your health.
We
right?
never put it in last week, but cigarettes are back in for 2024. Stop vaping.
You're smoking cigarettes. You flick it behind you. The car blows up and you're walking. If you want that feeling.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? If you want that feeling.
Oh my God, concept for
listening,
next music video.
You're listening to Cobra. Yeah, I'd love to blow up a car.
Yeah, but we'd have to probably just get some stock footage, would we?
Or we could actually blow up a car. Is that not good for the environment?
Probably not good for the environment.
Blow up an electric car.
Yeah, that's probably all right, wouldn't it be? No. We could do an electric car. She's kind of in the same vein as Shy Girl for me. Similar kind of music.
Oh, you saw Shy Girl. I'm
so
jealous.
I saw her, yeah, before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm so jealous.
It was really weird because...
Is she good live?
She was. We were quite far back. It was
she very shy?
Girls, it was in Drum Sheds, right? Which was an old IKEA.
Okay.
You know, so it's like huge, massive, kind of like warehouse-esque type.
Loads of flat-pack furniture.
Loads of flat-packs.
Swedish meatballs.
I got lost in the bedroom department. I was jumping on
the... Is it unreal though? Because I heard loads about it.
It is right, but I've said this to friends before. I'd been to Printworks once before. Had you ever gone to Printworks?
No.
Right? I remember one of the first auditions I ever did out of college was in Printworks.
What?
Oh my God, they were having a big casting for, is it Skin?
Oh, the yeah.
Is it?
Remember went them, there, RIP.
And oh my God, I was like, what's going on here? I literally...
This is London.
You know the phrase, out of the frying pan into the fryer?
Yeah.
It was that. I was literally like, here, I'd gone from being a goldfish in a goldfish bowl. I'm just using another analogy. Into a big aquarium. I was like, what the heck? Into this big, huge warehouse. But I'd been to Sink the Pink before Printworks and I didn't like it. I just think it's a bit big, you know? Because if you lose your friends, that's it, game over. There's never any signal at these places.
I like when a venue is big, but not too big. Like Goldilocks vibes, it needs to be just right, you know? It needs to be like, I want to be able to explore and run away from the people I'm with, because like we do that.
Yeah.
Just for a little
go off for a gallivant, but wanting to be able to find
them. But then be able to find them again, you know what I mean?
But like, this, it's the same as the story with this place, Drumsheds.
Yeah.
Had a similar issue at Drumsheds, basically, like, if you wanted to go to the bathroom, you all had to.
Oh, nah.
You know, because, like, you couldn't be like, oh, meet us here, because it was just so, so, so big.
And you'd hate me because I have the tiny bladder.
Also, imagine trying to heat a space like that. I was perished.
Freezing.
Like, it was like a daytime thing. It was over a 10.
Yeah.
So we were going to go out afterwards, but I got a chill waiting for the cab. I was out waiting for the cab. We were waiting about 20 minutes, and there's like a Tesco across the way, so we were over there. And I got a chill, and
you're
I
like
goes,
not a hope.
And I was in the Uber with Ryan, and I goes, Ryan, would you kill me if I changed the destination to my gaff? And he was like, oh, do you need to get something, babe? And I goes, I need to go in and
heat
get
up.
A bit of heat is what I need.
I need to get a hot water bottle and get into bed.
I was like, that's me done, though.
No, I always ask people this question.
What?
No.
Do you?
Like, as in, I've started asking as of late. Do you think hell is really, really hot or really, really cold? I think it's really, really cold. Because I'd never cry if I was really, really hot. But I've cried in the past because I was so cold. Because it gets into your bones and it reminds you that death is near, you know?
But have we ever experienced extremes in either condition? What was the hottest
I've ever been? Yes, down the photo shoot.
My confirmation day.
What was the hottest country?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, the hottest temperatures I've probably been exposed to might be 34.
But then, like, you just get, like, an Aperol spritz and you're grand. Whereas, like, if you're cold, nothing can warm it. You
hot
get
chockey,
a hot
chockey in a flask.
Oh, you know, but would they be giving that out in hell? I feel like hell, you'll definitely get an Aperol.
I would look better in the heat than I would in the cold. So I'd prefer if hell was hot.
But then you get I suppose you get frostbite.
Yeah, frostbite.
Let's just not go.
I'd love to avoid it.
Okay, let's
But do we want purgatory?
What's purgatory?
When you're like trapped in between, they can't decide.
Why isn't heaven an option?
It was almost heaven. Choir singing. I don't know, would I wanna? Yeah, I would. Okay. What am I on about?
And also, what are we getting into? Also, what are we here?
Yeah, we're getting into rebrands, is it? That's the theme of the episode.
So we're talking about rebrands because obviously, we're not saying we didn't rebrand the podcast. Like, we just like...
It's the exact same pod.
We just like redid some of the artwork.
Yeah, to coin Laura DeBarra's term, we've done a zhuzh.
We've done a zhuzh, Laura
DeBarra. A T-S-U-D-J, I want to say. Is that the way she spells it? Zhuzh?
Oh, is that how you spell it?
I'm not too sure, but she's trademarked it.
Because I tried to say zhuzh and I couldn't spell it the other day. So I just said fluffed.
Yeah, is that what we've done? Is it a zhuzh? I've been telling people we're doing a brand refresh.
Yeah, kind of. Anyway, so that spurred us on to thinking, let's do an episode all about rebrands.
What is the reason for the brand refresh?
Just because we want to, I don't know, like New Year, New Us kind of vibes.
I think it was New Year, New Us. And because it's like the 5-year mark for the pod, I think we wanted to kind of mark it in some kind of way.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Also, it's just fun to do like a photo shoot and like...
Yeah.
And I love getting into the old... whole branding of it all.
And it's also, it's like when, like, if we've been asked for pictures in the past for something for like a newspaper or magazine,
yeah,
we have to give them those ancient ones.
Yeah, it's just because, right, so the first time we ever did like a photo shoot was actually with Jose as well, but it was 5 years ago when we first started.
Yeah.
And when I see those pictures, you might see like a happy young boy, I just see my youth.
Yeah, it upsets
me. And then I look in the mirror and I go, what's changed?
It really upsets me when I see it.
You look kind of the same.
Yeah, but I can see the youth in my eyes.
Oh,
I've seen stuff since then.
Okay, so you've seen the joy and the hope in your eyes, and it's dimmed.
And also, it's kind of, I don't know what's coming, you know, but it's a kind of like blissful
ignorance. Okay.
And like, I'm unaware, and I'd love to tell that boy, get out of this photo shoot now, you don't want to do this. Get out of there while you can. Get out of the chocolate factory and run.
5 years ago, like, you're 25. Babies, like...
Oh my God.
Isn't it mad that like I'm now saying like, oh, 25 is a baby, but when I was 25 I thought that I was like, I knew it all. Like, as I was like, oh my God.
But it's so crazy.
Yeah.
Because like last night we were sitting in your living room planning your wedding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I actually had a moment when I was doing that last night being like, what the heck?
It was weird, wasn't it?
Because one thing, maybe it's the case for a few people, but in January, I know nobody likes the month anyway, and it's like 30 days has September, April, June, November, and January is fucking 50, right? And it goes on forever. But I do get a bit anxious, like, especially having made the transition to like working for ourselves, because I'm looking at a calendar, 12 months in it, and I'm not looking at many stickers.
Yeah.
You know?
I know what
and
you
I'm
mean.
And I'm zooming in, and I'm going, oh, what's this? What's this in the cal? A booking, and it's Guy Fawkes night. Do you know what I mean? And I don't even know what that is. So, like, there's a bit of a panic.
Yeah.
So then when I hear, now I know this isn't work, but you know, but actually it will be, because I'm going to do a lot for Patreon at the wedding. But, you know, so when the calendar fills up a bit, or when I, you know, when there's like events happening,
yeah,
I get you a bit calm.
Yeah, you can calm it down a bit.
You know, because it's like literally that, like, there's only a few stickers in the can.
There is, but there'll be more down there in a second.
Yeah, but that's the way.
Girls, if you're looking for someone to host something.
But it's just that, like, you know, most of the people, like, I have friends like who are booking holidays and stuff already.
Yeah.
But we don't really do that as much. Well,
well, I do. I love holiday.
I always get anxious about it, because I'm like, oh, what if something comes up? What if like a good work opportunity comes up?
But then you go, oh, sorry, I'm on holidays. We do it when I'm back.
Yeah, there's that.
You have to live life, babe.
You have to live life. That's one thing I'm looking to do more, is live a bit.
No,
you know what Patrick said to me there recently?
What?
And it really annoyed me. What? He was like, yeah, it would be great for you to do a bit of travelling and see the world. As if I was, you know, a fucking raccoon living under a laundry basket there for the last 10 years of my life. I was like, don't you worry about me travelling at all, baby.
Like, you weren't an Amish person.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
It'd be good for you to go on Rumspringa, babe.
You know what I mean? It'd be good for you to go out and like see places with some electricity. But I was actually like, I moved to London when I was 21.
Yeah, but babe, that's one section of the world. You have to see more of
it. But I went travelling for 6 months. I've been travelling all around Asia. Promise. But Patrick just went from Cork to Dublin. He did a wet week in Australia, all right, and he came back. Do you know what I mean? I was like, doll, actually, let you go see the world, baby. Don't you worry about me. You go see the world. Anyway, I suppose that is halfway across the world.
Yeah.
Also, I don't like long-haul flights.
Well, you want to get used to it then when we do our Australia tour.
Can we get a ferry?
No, I'm not going on a ferry to Australia.
No, how long would it take?
I don't know.
I think the ferry to Spain is 2 days. So to Australia, probably be what?
7 years.
Yeah, probably like 12.
We're getting a flight. And I love long-haul flights, babe.
Yeah,
they're unreal, except when they give you conjunctivitis. Anyway, we're talking rebrands.
Yeah, the theme is rebranding.
We're going to dive into some of our favorite celebrity rebrands.
Yeah, who, first off,
the minute I hear rebrand and celebrity, I think Madonna.
Yeah,
but then
I think reinvention.
Yeah, but that's what a rebrand
is. I would say Madonna is one of the artists who's actually remained consistently true to her own artistic self. There's different versions of Madonna. I wouldn't say she's a rebrand girl. Madame X, maybe a bit. Madame X went a bit haywire.
And remember when she was serving like pussy cunt in the Vogue era, and then she like transitioned, and then she was like a cowgirl. And she was...
But that was just for...
Tell me to not to cry. Love isn't true. It's just something that... Do you know what I mean? That was a rebrand.
No, she was shooting a music video.
But then she...
She actually didn't become a cowgirl and live on a ranch.
But she kind of done
she
that.
She just put on a cowboy hat and some double denim.
But
there wasn't a rebrand.
But did she not do that for a bit then, like?
No. Like, that was just like a track in the album. You know what I mean?
Oh really? I thought she became a cult
hero. Yeah, I know what you mean, and I'm not discrediting Madonna either. I love the way she reinvents herself.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I would like. I think certain artists do it like because their whole life and their careers is about like being creative and like just trying on new versions of their self.
Okay. So who would
now,
you...
Now, maybe I'm getting too in-depth for, yeah. like, the you know, we're just starting out the channel.
I just thought it was cute that she
like,
changed it up.
Like, when I think of rebrand, right, yeah, who... I think about, like, the likes of the Disney girls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, fair enough.
Who
like Miley.
Who actually have to reinvent themselves. Yeah. Because you're no longer, like, cute, innocent...
Yeah.
But this child is, star.
But it now it's almost it happens. It's like a formula, right? Isn't it? So the Disney says get to a certain age, they're sick of being like cookie cutter, but they have an audience.
Yeah.
So then they become this like kind of overly sexualized pop star for a bit.
And then I think they just want to try really hard to shed that skin.
Yeah.
So they have to kind of go the opposite end.
They have
right?
to go the opposite end.
And then they kind of end
they
up
come,
somewhere back.
And
in
then
the
they come back and like end up being themselves then again.
Well, that's true for Miley. Who else would have gone that route? Route? Do I say route now?
What's the difference?
I don't know. It's just pronunciation, I presume. But like, is it a thing I do now?
Probably.
Who else has gone that route?
Ariana Grande is another one. So she came out of iCarly. Yeah. She was Kat in iCarly.
Yeah.
And now look at her like, yes, and?
This is another thing we need to distinguish.
Ruining marriages left, right and centre. But I love her. Do you know?
This is the thing we need to distinguish between. I don't know if that's a rebrand. Is it just growing up?
Don't
Does
we
she
rebrand?
Just grow up?
Yeah.
You know, and did she just sit into her success?
So the thing I'm struggling with is that we've picked rebrand as the team and everything I'm saying is a rebrand. You're telling me isn't. So I'm just struggling a bit here.
I'm not really good improv.
Yeah.
I'm really going to shut you down.
That's a rebrand. No, it's not.
Incorrect. That's not a rebrand. This is a rebrand.
Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah, Jerry Halliwell did, but like
thank God we have one. Let's talk about that.
Not for the betterment of her career, I don't think.
Yeah, but it's still a rebrand, nevertheless.
What was it? A Tory rebrand?
Yeah, so she was Jerry Halliwell. She was Ginger Spice. She was a mad bitch. And then, is her fella a weirdo? But she dresses now like a Stepford wife.
So they call her Stepford Spice.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? She kind of rebranded to that.
She went a bit snooze because she was the first to leave, right?
Yeah, and she, Levita Machico, whatever it's called.
Michigo Latino.
Yeah. No, what's the one when she's dead? That was the most iconic music video ever.
Where she's
good
dead.
Good looking. Big spender.
Yeah. She did a few covers first, didn't she?
Look at me. That music video and she is Ginger Spice and she's burying herself is ingrained in my memory.
I need to rewatch that music video and also It's Raining Men.
If you ever left the podcast and went out on your own,
yeah.
What would you do to rebrand yourself?
Musically.
Like, what would be your thing? Like, say now if you were like, I'm leaving, I'm grandma, I'm doing my own thing. Like, what would you do to be like, I'm Kevin Toomey?
To be a bit crazy?
Like, just the way she buried Ginger Spice.
Would I get bangs?
I'm a new girl.
Or some nice glasses.
Or would you go eyewear?
I think I would do eyewear. I've actually been thinking I would love to delve into eyewear.
Babe, you know me, I'm wearing the non-prescriptions these days.
I thought that was just, well, you had the conjunctivitis.
No,
that...
I love them. My new thing is wearing blue like glasses. Number one, doesn't give me headaches when I'm on the labby toppy.
No, but come
and
here.
And number two.
Come here. That was someone with an idea in lockdown.
And number two.
Yeah.
Gives me an excuse to wear glasses and look like a Miu Miu bitch.
Miu Miu?
Babe, I look so cunty in them.
Really?
The Oakley ones. Do you not think they're gorgeous?
I do like the Oakley ones on you, actually.
So, yeah, you do glasses and some bangs.
Would I go very... Wait. Career change. Are we talking about a career
like
change?
Like a rebrand. Like, it could be career-wise and, like, aesthetically as well.
I would love to do something like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I would, BJJ. I just think, first of all, the fact it's called BJJ for short is cunt and camp, right?
That is camp, yeah.
And imagine if it was, like... You know, because everyone just sees me as that very approachable, friendly,
okay,
Mr. Nice Guy.
That actually would turn your persona on its head if they were like, do you hear Kevin left on Grandmam? I know he's doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
And I would have a mullet as well.
You do a mullet?
I do a mullet.
Tattoo?
Yeah.
And then
actually, probably two or three.
Okay. Would you go to Brazil to do it?
Yeah. Okay. No, but you know, like, I think I spoke about it before.
Yeah.
It's just not a skill set I have at all.
Okay.
You know? I really do think fighting, like, not to give anyone a bit of motivation or an inclination, but like...
if you try to fight me...
If you're on the street, you win. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I'd love to be like, actually, don't mess with me, man.
Even the way, punch my hand there.
No, I'm actually, it's still cold from my walk this morning. I was gone an hour. Come on. What, like proper puck?
Yeah, go on.
But you know what? One thing I do in my spin
like,
class, if,
like I'm
do,
coming
like,
up to you and I'm going, I'm going to rob you. Yeah. You're going to and then punch me. No, wait now. Do it again.
No, I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
So how can I do it again? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your hand is actually too close to your face. You're not giving me enough credit.
Okay, go on.
No, push it out a bit. No, push it towards me. How am I going to reach there, babe? Use your brain.
With your reach, like. Go on.
3, 2, 1.
Not too hard, then. Not too hard.
Not too hard. Am I doing a hard punch or not?
Like, you're, just show me
no,
your...
No, but you know, this is fine.
Show me your technique.
No, you know what? I actually am kind of strong.
Okay, go on.
Puck.
Oh! Babe, that was way too hard.
One chase?
Yeah, but not like you're going to break my hand. That was good, though.
That was kind of good, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I would say, put your hand into a fist. You can't put your thumb like that because you could, like... punch me and then it could hook
you
into your thumb and it'll break.
So where'd you put it?
You go here.
You go there.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
When I used to Thai boxing.
Oh yeah, I used to Thai boxing.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was here.
No, because if you go here, you could catch on someone and you could break your thumb and tuck in your elbow.
But also I have a long thumbnail, so it might actually cut him.
Okay. Babe, that was strong.
But the issue isn't the strength here, babe. not to be like, oh, I'm, you know, pure strong.
Yeah.
I'm kind of strong. I'm kind of strong. Did anyone see my deadlift before Christmas? All the girlies were gooped and ganked.
You're very strong, yeah.
But anyway, but it's the
act of fighting.
The act of fighting. It's not something that comes naturally.
Do you know what happens to me?
I find it very tough to watch a fight.
What happens to me, like when I used to be getting in fights, but I don't fight anymore, obviously, like or whatever. I was never good.
I don't fight anymore, obviously.
Like, I was never good, right? But I would have to fight, like, yeah. I used to always be kind of mortified because like you have to dance around each other.
Yeah, pure dancing.
And then it's pure like who's going to it's so like because like you're,
it's
you're
like hungry hippos.
You're like dancing around each other, right? And then it's like you just kind of go up and you're like
kind of do that, like, hit,
and then they hit you back, and then you kind of hug each other, and then you like be hitting each other. But it's just so funny because. You're literally just dancing around each other.
Like, isn't there a version of fighting that is dancing?
Capoeira.
Now, capoeira I can fuck with. Do you know what I mean? I used to always be Eddie from Tekken.
You really?
Because, you know, Eddie used to always do the capoeira bit.
I was the girl first of Eddie.
Yeah, who was that again?
What was the sister's name?
I don't know if it's a sister. I think she was just from that region.
I thought they were brother and sister.
Well, maybe they were. The thing is, right, and no disrespect to anyone who's in the... fighting industry, and don't hurt me also.
No disrespect, and please don't beat me up.
I don't like watching it. I don't like on TV.
You
and
find it hard,
sport and stuff. I can't watch someone get battered. I'm like, I don't look. I feel like I'm going to face backlash because also I kind of love Katie Taylor.
Oh, I love Katie Taylor.
But you know, I just don't know if we've been put on this earth to batter each other.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Actually, look, I do think there's actually a lot of sportsmanship and craft goes into something like that. But like the things, what's the stuff in the cage? Like
UFC.
UFC and stuff. Lads, they're just they're people.
They be baiting each other, you know?
And like if you're getting into it, look, I know we can't help but what we fall in love with. And the thing is, my fear would be that if I start doing it, maybe I might love it too.
Yeah.
I'd probably be very good at it. But
you saw you heard the punch here first, girls.
Look, that wasn't a sound effect we added in in post. But like, you know, if you're getting knocks, sure, even with the rugby players, like some of them and stuff, if you're getting knocks to the head and stuff the whole time, like, you're not going to be doing a lot of Sudokus and crosswords in your 50s and 60s.
Oh, you think they're going to be all thick?
Not thick, like, but like your brains, if your brain's getting a load of blows the whole time, if you're getting, like, if you were to get one slap in a week, your head is probably still be ringing the next week.
Yeah.
Imagine getting a load of pucks in the head.
I suppose you need to be careful,
Imagine getting a load of pucks in the head.
So you're going to rebrand as a...
BJJ.
BJJ. Love that for you.
Okay, and also, the more I think about it, more so aesthetic. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a huge PR team rally around me because no one's actually going to see me fight. They're just going to put it out there.
That you fight. I don't know how we got there. Or Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah, Jerry Halliwell. But also... I would also have a fringe. Right, what other celebs have famously rebranded?
Well, any celebs on Irish soil? Brian McFadden, that was a failed rebrand.
Yeah, he didn't do too well, did he?
Now, out of Westlife, I think if Nicky went out on his own, he would have smashed it because he's gorgeous.
Who's Nicky?
Nicky. From Westlife.
Who's the fella who does... the used to do Dancing with the Stars?
Nikki?
No, that was Keane, wasn't it?
Hmm.
Who's Nikki and Keane? You should know this. You did it all with your sister.
Yeah, Nikki's the hot one. Keane's...
Nikki Westlife.
He's so hot. He's beautiful.
Yeah, Nikki's
Nikki.
Hot.
Nikki, if you're listening.
He's pure like Irish hot. Yeah. He actually just looks like a load of Irish lads.
Yeah, but like the hottest hot Irish dads.
Yeah, hot Irish dads.
Nikki, if you're listening, I know I'm engaged, but...
What age is he?
Let's
think?
Talk. I say now he's probably around 40.
45, yeah. He looks
doesn't
about
look
45.
A day of it.
No.
He's looking fab for 45.
The same teeth as you.
Bring back the tips.
Yeah. Current job. Dad. Husband to G. Daddy to Rocco, Jay and Gia.
I missed my chance. Who else? Who else on Irish soil did a good rebrand?
You know what? I think we need to give a special mention to her because I think... She's done so well with the Brie brand, or she's delved into a completely new industry that I don't think people even remember the previous version. But Roz Purcell, right?
Oh, yeah, actually.
I think we forget Roz
Miss
Purcell
Universe,
was like
wasn't
Miss
it?
Universe yeah. contestant.
Yeah. She was one of those influencers who was in the Celtic Tiger era
that
of influence.
Chaotic era.
And they would all do press shoots with huge checks outside of, like, I don't know, like a pharmacy.
Yeah, or they'd be like running away from like bingo balls and stuff like that. But they'd be wearing heels.
Yeah, it was giving peak Celtic Tiger. Like, obviously, she was kind of serving cunt. Obviously, in Miss Universe, she was like sliving down the runway.
Oh my God, have you seen that video?
Yeah, I saw there was a TikTok that resurfaced there a few months ago of her on like just like serving the house down boots at Miss Universe. And she's only like 19.
Oh my God, the walk.
Yeah, but then she goes, I can serve it in a walk on the runway. I can also serve it in a walk up a mountain and stand the hike life. And now she's just serving wholesome hike life vibes.
Yeah.
That is a huge rebrand,
that's
actually.
A huge rebrand going from like all things to do with like the beauty industry. And I know there's probably a certain element. Like she's still like a gorgeous girl and she's still be putting on the gorgeous goonies and the dresses and bits. But like she's like, you know, the wholesome Irish girl now.
Yeah, and it's like wilderness cadet or whatever.
Wilderness girly.
Cadet.
Yeah, what's the cadet thing? Is that is that her own term?
Wilderness cadet.
She's definitely someone. Also, Bertie Ahern. No, but like he used to be the Taoiseach, right?
Yeah.
And then I suppose with the brown envelopes and stuff, like his career kind of fell into disrepute.
Yeah.
And then wasn't there that rumour about Bertie Ahern? Didn't he end up going on a date with a girl?
Is that a rebrand or a scandal?
No, like he ended up going on a date with a girl and she said he was a bit of a skit.
Oh, really?
Like she had a great date.
So he rebranded himself as a laugh.
And like, and I know, like, I can't remember, like, because I don't know what age we were when he was looking after the country. So, like, he might have, like, you know, like, was actually kind
he
of...
He fucked it up, didn't
Celtic
he?
Tiger. Was he before Brian Cowan or after? I think he was before. So maybe he did, you know, fuck it up a bit. Or was he actually the fellow who was getting us the conservatories and the attic conversions? You know what I mean? Who knows? Anyway... But like, you know, so I think, you know, he fell out of favour.
Yeah.
Whereas now I kind of think if you were to think Bertie Ahern, you'd kind of go, like, I'd love to see him on Ireland's Fittest Family or something like that. I think he's a bit of a skit.
Or like, I'm a celeb.
Or I'm a celeb or doing one of these things. Or like, or will we ever get Bertie Ahern doing Dancing with the Stars?
But like, I just remember this, all the brown envelope scandals and all that when I think of him.
Was there several? Also, Bertie's just like, it's kind of a cuddly name,
isn't
it?
That's the one thing I think you get, like, your name says a lot about you. So like, is there anyone who rebranded and changed their name?
My friend Cyan.
That's a did you ever tell that story in the pod?
My friend Cyan rebranded as Cyan. So his name is Cian.
Yeah.
Like all through school, right? And like, so you know the way we had the sleepover club?
Yeah.
It was like me, Padraig, Cian, Chris, Kieran.
Yeah.
And there was one or two kind of, but they were kind of peripheral.
Yeah.
Sorry for listening. But that was like the main group, you know. And Conor Malloy, but then he went to Bruce or Hewitt or one of these. You know, when some people get notions in fifth year and they go, hey, I hope you're doing well, Conor. I think he's in Edinburgh. But Keen woke up one morning and was like, oh my God, I found my birth cert last night. And he was like, my name is actually spelled with a Y.
So
C-Y-A-N. And he was like, so it's Cian with the Y. We were like, no, C-Y-A-N is Cyan. Like, it's a colour. And he was like, what? And we were like, yeah, so your name's Cyan. So he was like, no, it's not. And we were like, no, it's Cyan. So then, but it's so weird, like, even calling him Cian sounds kind of weird. Like, oh, you just see him as Cyan, and like all our friendship group.
And like, does he, now in his life, in he lives in Australia now. And
he lives in Australia.
But does he go by Cyan in Australia?
I think it's like, I do think he probably goes as Cyan.
But he made up that his name was spelled with a Y, right?
I don't know. See, the jury's out with that. We don't know whether, like, I think maybe he wanted, like
to be quirky and different, spelling, yeah,
spelling of his name. Now, Cyan, if that's not the case, sorry. You know what I mean?
We need to see the birth cert.
But we need to see the birth cert, basically.
Obviously, like, when I was going into dance college, I toyed with the idea of rebranding PJ to Patrick.
Really?
But I thought then that was a step back, was it?
Kind of changed.
But then
it up.
I was like, PJ's kind of cunt.
And I was bisexual for the first week of dance college.
Just for your rebrand.
I was kind of telling people, it was kind of part of the rebrand. Like, I had just come out as gay, but then I was telling people I was bi. Actually, like, speaking about yourself, you consistently rebrand yourself.
It's being impulsive.
And curious, I would say.
It's being impulsive and curious, and also.
And fun. It's dress up.
Also, you only have one life. Also, I think of your body as a sim.
As a star doll.
As a star doll.
Think of your body as a sim and a star doll.
A star doll. And if you get bored of it, just change it.
Just change it.
Do you know what I mean? Don't overthink it. Don't be like, well, this, who cares?
Just
change your hair. Get your hair cut like your mother and see what it looks like.
Now, I want to also give an honourable mention to Honey G. And I know we're nearly delving into...
From the X Factor.
X Factor, that type of humour and people who make
I'm not
X Factor
too
their entire personality. But in a way, I suppose the X Factor was my personality.
For a couple of years, yeah.
But wasn't there a rumour out now, or like a conspiracy theory that basically said that Honey G, right?
Yeah.
That she was a lawyer or something like that. Actually, let me look it up really quick. She basically like had a degree and like she was like working in the corporate world in some capacity. Yeah. And then rebranding herself as Honey G. Now, either because she wanted to be a raptress.
Yeah, raptress.
Or whatever she was doing. She was spitting lyrics, wasn't she?
Is that just a rapper?
Oh, yeah. Is it as a rapper and a raptress?
Is that what a female rapper's called?
Yeah, the raptress, like Nicki Minaj.
She's just a rapper, no?
Raptress.
I'm obsessed.
Is it? Well, anyway, also, aren't we meant to be doing away with having different
terms?
I know,
but I want to keep raptress.
Anyway,
because
I love raptress. People are saying she either did it because she actually wanted to pursue a career as a raptress.
Yeah.
Or people were saying that she was also taking the mick out of like the institute that was like TV talent shows.
Okay.
And that, you know, the way like X Factor was known for having the gimmick and she started the gimmick. Well, the perceived gimmick that year. Was she actually throwing it on its head?
And is the jury still out?
I don't know if it's confirmed or not. Basically, it says here that her real name is Anna Georgette Guilford.
Okay,
you know, like that in itself. Like, she probably went to
one of the... She sounds like money, yeah.
You know, the Oxford or one of these.
Yeah.
Boasts a degree scholarship and study sponsors, sports championships, a successful career in recruitment and more. It is rumoured that she was thought to be testing how far she could take the joke.
To be honest, I kind of believe that.
I think it's probably that.
Yeah.
But like, do you think she was doing it on her off her own back, or was it a producer thing? Because there's so many rounds, and like, it must have come up at some point in the interview process, or like going to the auditions and being in front of panels. Like, you know, like, what's this about? You know, because it's very different. Now, are we giving her too much time a day? And did it happen 12 years ago?
I think she just was just like, I'm just going to take the piss.
Maybe it's that.
Do you know, like, lastly, to wrap things up, right? If you were to take a celebrity and be like, let's give them a rebrand, who would it be?
Why? Because they need it.
Yeah, not need it, but like if you're like, oh, they could do with a rebrand this way, this direction.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think, right?
Yeah.
I know it's like low-hanging fruit, but right? Rita Ora, right? Everyone's always been like, she's everywhere, like can't get rid of her, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
I think she needs to... It's kind of more rebranding her as someone being like more outspoken. I think she needs to start going, shut the fuck up. I'm winning. You're all pavos. I'm making my money.
Yeah.
And be like, I think if she turned around and was just started being more like... You're sick of seeing me. Well, I'm not going anywhere because I'm a fucking mogul. Like, shut your mouth. I'm making my money. And I think if she went like that, everyone would be like, yeah, fair play to her, girl. She's out here making her money.
And I know people have their issues with her. You know, a lot of people like put her into the same box as like Jess Glynn and others. Yeah. And they're going, how are these artists successful? I think Rita Ora has some bops.
Yeah, and as well,
you know that one, Wish That I Could Let You Love.
Yeah, Wish That I Could Let You Love. And she's her husband is Taika Waititi. Do you know
who's
the
that?
Director? He's a big, huge director.
Just tell me his work. You keep just saying huge director and not telling me one.
So he done Thor, Jojo Rabbit.
He did Jojo Rabbit?
Yeah.
I love Jojo Rabbit.
He done Free Guy.
No, never heard of it.
You do know Free Guy, you know, when your man's thing. Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Also a lot of the comic book
like
movies.
All those bits. Yeah, he's loads of bits like. I'm just saying, she just never comments on all the shade thrown her way, and I'd love for her to turn around and go, stay mad and I'll stay making my money.
You know, right, and no disrespect to anyone if this applies to you. You know where I think it might have went slightly wrong and why some people never took her seriously as a serious artist.
Yeah.
Because her name is Rita. Like, the only other Rita I know is Rita from Carrie. Like, Rita is kind of an old woman's name.
Yeah.
So she's coming out, she's making this cool music, but ultimately, if you take away the aura, and if she's going into a room, she's kind of going, hi, I'm Rita.
Okay,
And I don't think you expect the sound that, like, that she produces.
No, I would say...
So do we need... Would we just call her Aura? Like, Aura is a good fucking name.
Yeah, Aura, maybe. But I would argue, I think...
Aura.
Coming this next few years,
yeah.
The granny names are going to come back.
Yeah.
Granny names are getting a rebrand. And they're becoming cool. Like, imagine a baby being like, what's your baby's name? And you're like, Mary.
Yeah, or Peggy.
Or like, Nora.
Gubnet. I actually do.
Gubnet!
I've always loved the granny names.
Shout out Chick Gubnet down in Ballingarry. That's what I said.
Shout out my mamstrin, Gubnet.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you're off the fags.
She gets.
I hope you're off the fags.
Hope you're still off the fags, Gubnet. She gets a shout out every couple of eps, that Gubnet.
You know, like.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Phyllis. Shout out my auntie Phyllis.
Yeah.
Joe, like, they're all going to come back.
I think they're. Yeah, because, like, we're trying to decide on a name for this baby. Oh my God, when this comes out, we might have the baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Babe, I'm so excited for the baby. You're rebranding as an uncle.
Yeah. No, but I'm not really, because I'm still gonna be cool. If anything, I'm kind of going more like I'm not leaning into my wholesome uncle era.
You're so anti wholesome. It's like astounding.
No, I'm not. That's where you're mistaken. I'm anti beige. No beige. Do you know? Listen to this. Do you know? Betty Lane.
Yeah.
So every year they have this like in-house competition. Like
yeah.
This like. Creative platform where students can devise their own pieces. I don't know. I was never at it.
Yeah. So Betty Lane owns Lane's Art Studio in London. It's like a performing arts school.
Big performing arts school, right?
Yeah.
And she founded the school in whatever year, but she's, you know, a bit more traditional, a bit like more set in her ways.
She's a bitch, basically.
But
she's meant to be a bitch. Let's just call it as bitch.
Yeah, look, you know, yeah. I'm saying it as if I'm worried about that I won't get in.
Yeah, she's meant to be
also,
an awful...
Also, I got in.
She's meant to be an awful bitch.
Didn't go. She didn't give me any money to go. Anyway, at this student showcase thing every year, like, the rule is no beige, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not allowed to, like, wear anything to do with the colour beige, you're not allowed to wear. No, you know, because I think that was a bit of a trend before where... The girlies were just Shauna Beige
and
Leo.
And done a bit of contemporary.
So look, myself and Betty Lane might not have a lot in common.
Yeah.
One thing we do have in common is no beige.
And a good pointed toe.
I don't even have that anymore, do I?
Girlies, what lesson can we take away from this? We don't really know what a rebrand is.
There's no rules. If you want to reinvent yourself, actually, like, I'd say credit to anyone who actually gives it a bash.
I also think just do it every couple of years for the laugh.
And you know, sometimes we get messages and people be like, oh, like, girlies, I listen to you when I'm lonely. Like, I don't have that many friends. Maybe you're boring and you need a rebrand. Now's your time. Listen to us. People are always asking us for, like, advice. Now's your time.
Anyway, right, girlies. Get out there and rebrand yourself.
That wraps it up for us.
No, we actually don't. You're perfect the way you are, babies.
Also, yeah, the bit I was saying about rebrand yourself because you might be a boring bitch.
Obviously,
is all
a joke.
You know what I mean? So,
pinch of salt.
But if you want to do, if you want to try something new, do it.
Live.
Bye, girlies.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.